alone against your mad, deadly, worldwide, conspiratorial, gangster, computer god communism with wall-to-wall, deadly gangster protection, lifelong sworn conspirators, murder incorporated organized crime, the police and judges, the deadly sneak parroting puppet gangsters using all the gangster deadly Frankenstein controls, these hangman rope sneak deadly gangsters, the judges and the police trick, trap, rob, wreck, butcher, and murder the people to keep them terrorized in gangster Frankenstein earphone radio slavery for the communist gangster government and con artist parroting puppet gangster playboy scum on top.
Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the show from which there is no escape. My very special guest is Janice Barcello. Websites are birthofanewearth.com and birthofanewearth.blogspot.com. And I was wondering where you'd like to round off this, because we've covered the trauma at birth, how you're there's 65 countries where you're more likely to survive birth in a hospital than the United States.
Not necessarily in a hospital, but you're more likely to survive birth, yeah?
Yeah. Like, if you're in the woods somewhere, you're probably more likely to survive than you would if you were in a United States hospital with $10 million of machinery around you, including the machine that goes bing.
Yes, exactly. So let me just say a couple more things before the show ends. I want to sort of give people a heads up that one thing you want to be very careful about if you're going to go to a hospital is never to let them take your baby's placenta. One of the things that they're doing is the clamping and cutting of the umbilical cord immediately after birth. And this is precisely so that they can harness the umbilical cord blood. They're never going to tell you this, but I know this is what they're doing because there's no medical benefit at all to clamping and cutting the umbilical cord immediately after birth. And on the contrary, it's very detrimental to the well-being of the infant. So we don't want them to get our baby's cord blood, and we don't want them to get our baby's placenta because, as I said earlier, there are people engaged in the ritual ingestion of human blood and body parts, and they prefer the blood and body parts of infants. So if you know that there's people that want to harness the soul of your infants, literally their life force, then it's our job as parents to protect our children and to not let the dark forces get their hands on it. And so I often tell the story about the fathers in Bali who have very strict protocols that they have to follow to protect their baby's placenta, because they understand if the wrong people get their hands on it, that their children can be influenced by negative spirits throughout their lives. So you want to protect your baby's placenta. You don't want to let them cut the cord until the cord has turned white, which means that the baby has received all of its blood. If that cord is red, blue, purple, if there's any sign of blood still in that cord, that means the baby's oxygen is there, still needs to get to the baby. One-third of the baby's blood supply is there, it needs to get to the baby. Okay, all the stem cells need to get to the baby, all the nutrients that are going to support the immune system and other things that are going to help the lungs and the nervous system. We want the baby to receive all of its stuff. Okay, so don't let them, and this is especially important for fathers because they're manipulating fathers, you know, saying, here, you cut the baby's cord. You initiate your baby into the cult, yeah, into this very dark cult. So parents, beware, and beware that the attempt to break the bonds between mother and baby and between father and baby and father and mother are very extensive. And so it's important when your baby is born that you make immediate eye contact. This is for mothers and fathers with your baby, because the eyes are a means by which the brain activates and the neurochemicals of love will flood the system. Okay? If you can't make eye contact with your baby, then there's going to be some brain dysfunction and a breakdown in the bond. Okay? So it's important to make eye contact. But what they're doing is they're putting a bunch of poison gunk, right, burning gunk in the baby's eyes to prevent the baby from seeing. And, you know, it causes the baby's eyes to turn all red, and the baby can't see. It's struggling, you know, to see where are its parents, what is all this nightmarish environment it's in, and this will negatively influence the baby's brain and also the baby's ability to bond with its parents. So we don't want the poison, erythromycin, whatever they want to call it, ointments in the baby's eyes, okay? And we don't want to let them wrap the baby in a blanket, what they call swaddling, in a neurotoxic blanket filled with chemicals, right? We don't want the baby wrapped in a blanket so tight that it can't move. We want the baby skin to skin, because it's in the skin to skin contact that the neurobiology of love can activate. Eye contact, skin to skin contact. Smelling the baby, a mother smelling a baby. You know, in nature, if a bird gives birth and the scent of that baby bird is off, right, the mother will reject the baby. Same thing with us. We have to be able to smell our children, our newly born infants. Infants produce pheromones from their head that create love. Literally, like oxytocin is coming out of the baby's head. It's like a dog's head, right? Dogs produce all of these pheromones that pump out love. We can feel it as soon as we're near a dog. Same thing with the baby's head. You smell a baby's head and love happens. Okay, so what do? They put a hat on the baby's head. They wrap the baby in the blanket. They put the poison gunk in the baby's eyes. They swaddle the baby, meaning the baby's going to go into parasympathetic shock because swaddling is an insult. It's an affront to a free baby that's able to move and express itself immediately after birth. So all of these things are being done deliberately to alter the physiology of birth, to alter the neurobiology of love, to undermine bonding. You see, so in a natural birth, your baby comes out, mom or dad catch the baby, pick up baby, look in baby's eyes, baby's on mother's chest, or if mother can't be there for whatever reason, she's in a C-section, on dad's chest, skin to skin, love the baby, touch the baby, talk to the baby, smell the baby. All of these senses, right, are essential for the well-being of love and for the bonding. Do not let them take your baby over to a table where they're going to do all sorts of mean-spirited protocols, like put the gunk in the eyes, stick a neurotoxic vaccine into the baby's bloodstream, right? Do a vitamin K shot that the baby's body has no way to deal with. It's synthetic vitamin K. If you want to give your baby vitamin K, eat a lot of dark green leafy vegetables before birth so that it's in your breast milk, mom, and nurse your baby. So your baby will have everything that it needs. Do not let them inject your baby with neurotoxic chemicals that are designed specifically to make the body inhospitable to the soul. And this is a very small amount of information I'm giving you tonight, Vinny, and to your listeners, so that they can begin to understand the severity of what's happening, even with the epidural. You know, the epidural tricks the mother's brain so that instead of the mother's body producing the hormones of well-being, of joy, of love, of pleasure, birth should be pleasurable, right? Now we have the epidural, so she feels nothing, and the brain says, oh, I guess I don't need to produce the natural opiates of birth because there's nothing happening here. But baby needs those opiates too. Even if the mother's feeling no pain, if the opiates are not present, baby's going to be feeling more pain. And baby's already feeling pain from the Pitocin and the fetal heart monitor and the amniotomy. And, you know, so we don't want baby to be feeling more pain from a lack of natural opiates at birth. But that's what the epidural does, you see? So next time they're telling you to sign that epidural consent form, you ask them, you know, how come it doesn't say anything here about the fact that my baby's going to be feeling more pain because I'm not going to be producing the natural opiates at birth? How can I be signing a consent form with information that's not even there?
Well, I think that violates the whole principle of informed consent, doesn't it? And people just consent to whatever a doctor says because, oh, they're an authority figure and they're in a fiduciary level of responsibility. Oh, I'm supposed to trust them because they're skilled, because they spent 7 years sleep deprived amongst a whole bunch of other people who have been born with a silver spoon in their hand and having very little consequence for their actions whenever they kill people on the table, which happens all the time. Statistically speaking, in New Zealand, proper medical treatments plus mishaps are the third leading cause of death. Considering that medical mishaps and things of that nature are also grossly underreported, we could make a quite compelling argument that the medical system is the number one killer. And if you don't want to die, stay away from the people who tell you they're trying to keep you alive and healthy.
And also begin to understand that they have been subjected to a severe form of mind control. The sleep deprivation, the lack of ability to even get food because they're so bogged down with stuff, the torture that they have to do on infants and animals as part of their medical training is enough to create disassociation.
And the endless repetition of useless facts and figures that happen to be incorrect, and about the 25 minutes of nutritional information that they're supposed to ingest during the 7 years of their study, which would make all of the rest of the years of study basically obsolete. All right, Janice Barcello, has been my guest. Birthofanewearth.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. Bear in mind, we're listener supported. So if you can donate or subscribe to me, that would be very nice. We'll see you again sometime.